Iodine, not news, with Neil and Jonas.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Papaya 9.
9.
Not news.
Not news. I'm Jonas. What?
We said it at the same time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Did you introduce me and I introduced myself?
I said, I'm Neil.
Wow. Okay, now which one sounded like...
But you... You were there. You were more present.
You
were like more like, I'm here. I'm Jonas. And I was like, I'm...
You know, it's the seat. It's the seat.
The scene?
The seat.
I think it's, seat.
Yeah, I think it's the seat.
It's the scene we're in right now.
Yeah, it's the seat. And cut.
This podcast... This podcast is just a scene study for me and Jonas.
For sure. Until our real acting classes come back.
Right.
Until we actually have a real one.
Have you ever taken an acting class?
I did. I took one in Hollywood. It was actually pretty nice. It was referred to me. I liked it.
In Hollywood?
Yeah. It was pretty nice. And it was like, okay, this lady, you know, she might be worth the money.
Oh. Was it the technique?
Yeah.
What kind of technique?
Yeah. It was the Chubbuck technique.
Chubbuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're making that up.
What?
Without a doubt.
No, you learn it. You have to go to Indonesia for like the first 3 weeks of the class. What? And yeah, she takes you there. And her and Bikram. You stay in this hotel.
Oh my God, dude.
No, dude, I honestly was thinking about like taking one, but yeah.
Oh, so you haven't taken one?
Nah.
Yeah.
You?
I kind of took one in college.
Yeah.
It was like an acting for the camera class.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. It was cool, mm-hmm. You know, but it was like, all right, we're not really doing it. You know what I mean?
I would have rather
taken like an acting class than like acting for camera, because we had to coordinate with like the camera production, like kids. Yeah. And you know what they're like. They're like, you know, they're like, there's some of them are down. Some of them are really productive, but like most of them, they're like, just kind of.
Yeah. You ever look at some of them and you're like, yeah, this isn't, it's not, it's not.
It happens a lot of times.
Okay.
I would say most people I meet, it's kind of like.
Nah, most. Okay. You're right. Not going to.
Probably not going to work. You know?
Alan, you going to take an acting class?
Yeah. I took one at LACC.
Ooh.
LA Community College.
Ooh.
I've heard good things about that theater program, LACC.
I don't know if it's a program per se, but it was just like one class available. And I think it was like $50.
Oh, shit.
So I was like, that's right up my alley.
So
I took it in a basement. It was like a whole semester. It was like a real whole semester class.
I mean, no, it was probably like 6 weeks.
$50 for 6 weeks?
Something like that.
It's an excellent deal. Was it one credit? I don't understand.
Yeah, like what?
How many credits?
I don't know if I got any credit. I don't know what it was. I paid someone $50 and I showed up at a class.
Actually, I think it was community service.
Yeah, his name was Jeffrey Dahmer? Professor Dahmer?
It turned out it was like...
Yeah, he was good. He the Dahmer method?
Oh.
The Dahmer method.
Dude, it's all the best.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We start each class by eating a bowl of dicks. Was that Dahmer?
You know, I was searching for a riff in my brain. It's like, I don't know what he did.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure he murdered women.
You know who really doesn't break a scene?
What's that?
Ted Bundy. Yeah. He does not break, man. He is in character 24/7. Real method actor, guys.
Oh, okay. So hang on. Jeffrey Dahmer was also known as the Milwaukee Cannibal.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Milwaukee Monster was an American serial killer and sex offender who committed the murder and dismemberment of 17 men and boys. Oh, so it's just men and boys. So the opposite of murdering women. Well, no, because that would be giving birth to that. No. That he's not doing
that. The opposite.
For sure. So he wasn't like murdering.
He was just a serial killer. I mean, just a serial killer.
just another one. Just another serial.
Look if
another
you did
hot
the bowl of,
serial killer. What?
Look if you did the bowl of dicks thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh,
what's the bowl of dicks? What's the bowl of dicks?
I think he had a bowl of dicks in his.
Are you for real?
Okay.
Is that a
so rumor? Jeffrey Dahmer, bowl of dicks, doesn't pull up anything exactly. But.
That's how you put it in Google.
Dicks isn't in this article, but hang on. Penis? There are two penises in this article. Okay. Okay, Dahmer sometimes preserved full body parts of victims. On some occasions, when he found particular victims exceptionally attractive, he would preserve their entire heads, hands, penis, or other body parts in jars of solution.
Wow.
Dude, in solution?
In solution.
That's like, how are you a murderer and then also a fuck, just like a scientist?
You know what, man? I'm telling you, man, I appreciate it.
I'm going to stab you.
Must have possibly been a preservative of some kind.
Yeah, he's looking at jelly. He's like, oh, this stays for a while.
You know what, man? I can appreciate a good solution. That's the real skill there.
He's got the 3-ring binders.
Yeah, honestly, might have for real like been like formaldehyde or something like that. Just something to just preserve stuff, man. You can really get stuff like that, man.
Pickle juice.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's vinegar, right? Mm-hmm. Vinegar.
Yeah. It didn't take much.
I wonder how both of you guys know that.
Yeah, you know, you just...
You guys, this is the Milwaukee Monster. No,
wait a minute.
Okay.
Me and Alan, we're going to show you how to make it after the podcast.
Also, they this is from Thought Catalog, by the way. They also found two entire skeletons, a pair of severed hands, two severed and preserved penises, a mummified scalp, and three further dismembered torsos, dissolving in a 57-gallon drum full of acid in Dahmer's bedroom.
They live in an apartment?
That's what he took away from this.
So how big of
is that rent controlled?
How big was the spot? It could fit all this stuff.
Can't have a dog, but you can have a pool full of acid.
Yeah,
ventilation. I don't. You know what, man? I think you can do it, man. I think an apartment would be a great conspicuous space to. I mean, I don't know. Like, if you guys watch Dexter, did a lot of murders in apartment.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that, but I've heard that's
yeah. Did you watch Dexter?
No.
But
did he store stuff at his apartment?
Like, yeah.
No, he tossed it in the ocean. That's like a responsible murder.
Yeah. Toss it in the ocean.
He was responsible.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I think...
There was a whole science behind how he did it. Like, he was just like, oh, I just know the current just goes out into the Gulf.
Yeah.
And it's gone. And it'll never be here. And it was just like a whole thing.
That is kind of intuitive in a way.
Oh, quite.
You kind of have to give... I mean, like, it's not great.
For sure, no. But you gotta be a smart person. You're just a little crazy, but, you know, right? I mean, you're relatively smart people.
How many... What was his thing again?
What do you mean?
Like, what was his, like... What was he known for?
Dexter?
Yeah.
Oh.
what was Dexter's thing?
We're really going to... Yeah, he murdered bad guys, like pedophiles.
So was he hired by somebody to murder
people? No. Like he was born, like, as a kid. He just loved killing stuff as a kid. So he would kill, like, cats and squirrels and stuff. And his dad was like, all right. His dad was a cop. And his dad was like, all right, this is going to turn out real bad. So then he, like, as a kid, like... And there's, like, a whole backstory to this. It's, like, really smart.
Well, yeah.
But his dad, like, raises him, like, how to properly, like... kill, like, bad people. He, like, directs that, like, lust for blood, like, just so yeah, he kills, like, pedophiles and other murderers. Yeah, for sure.
But okay, so the morality of who he kills is, like, pedophiles, murderers,
yeah, like, really other sick people. And, like, he went to med school, so he learned how to, like, properly, like, cut up parts and stuff. He's like a real, like, scientist. Like, very, very, very neat stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There are guys out there like that. There are guys out there like that.
Yeah. You think? Wow. Well,
you know, so.
Wow. Dexter, huh?
Yeah, Dexter.
My Dexter had his own lab. And his big sister, Dee Dee, would always get in his fucking way.
That Dexter was way cooler.
Yeah, dude.
That Dexter was
way cooler. A better scientist, for sure.
Dude, actually, that show actually wanted, like was one of, like, an inspiration for me to, like, get into the sciences.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow, Dee Dee's big ass feet.
just she was in the way.
She was in the way.
She was in the way all
you
the
watch,
time.
You watch Dexter's
Lab? I watched that, yeah.
You did?
A little bit?
Yeah, she was in the
Powerpuff
way.
Powerpuff Girls.
Yo.
Yeah.
Dude, who's the bad guy in Powerpuff Girls?
Jojo Monkey.
Jojo Monkey? Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo, dude.
Mojo Jojo.
Dude. Mojo Jojo. What a crazy dude.
Dude,
I think that ties into our first story pretty nicely, dude. Killer monkeys in India.
Neil, we're going to turn this over to you.
Killer monkeys in India.
Killer monkeys in India. So.
Because Jonas brought this story. I don't know exactly.
Where do I find this stuff? Okay. So anyway.
So it's in It's in India. There's one monkey that went on a violent spree and hurt, victimized 250 people and killed one full person. And that monkey is now being held in solitary confinement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, alcoholic monkey gets life. That's what the story brings him up. Though. And it's from World Star, so you know it's reliable. alcoholic monkey gets life in solitary for attacking 250 humans and killing one. So anyway, after his pet died, his name is Kalua. After his owner died, Oculus fed the pet hard liquor in their home in Marzipur, and when the alcohol ran out, he relied on it, and it prompted him to hit the streets. And he made a beeline for young girls. And numerous children were left needing plastic surgery after Kalua ripped at their faces with his fangs.
Plastic surgery.
And we saw that monkey, too. We were just like, oh, no, he's guilty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's not hiding it either.
Yeah, for sure. It was all in his eyes.
He's not hiding it either.
Here's the thing. This is sad, but I love watching and reading videos about like animals doing drugs. Period. Like I can waste a whole day watching. Have you ever seen those videos of like animals doing drugs?
Smoking.
Yeah, smoking.
Like spiders on weed or something.
Yeah, spiders. Not spiders.
Spiders on weed.
Oh my! It's only adorable with mammals.
Yeah, because you see how kind of close to humans they are.
For sure.
Like, of course, a drunk monkey's gonna be violent. It's gonna like go try to like you know. Right. Talk to kids, and right? Like, you know,
that sucks. He's an angry drunk.
Yeah,
that sucks.
You really don't hear about happy drunks like committing crimes,
right?
Yeah,
right. We got to normalize that.
Happy drunks.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's a night for a happy drunk? Just lots of hugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Spend time with your
Taco Bell.
Your Taco Bell.
Yeah,
dude. Oh, Taco Bell, man.
Yeah,
you heard about this, right?
No.
Yeah, they're supporting Trump's reelection.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Wow. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be a little more tougher to eat the Nacho Supreme now.
I think Taco Bell has to go back and reevaluate who most of their employees are.
Yeah. I know. Well, that's the main thing.
Yeah, for sure. Who's gonna make my burrito now if you're gonna get rid of all of them? We have to think about, who's making my food? Have they thought this through? Because I'm not working at Taco Bell.
They're going to have to change the name to, the Nacho White Supreme Assist.
It'd be like the worst. Dude,
they're going to call it a case of Dylan.
Case of Dylan. And it sucks. There's no cheese.
Yeah, there's no cheese. Taco Supreme Leader. There you go. Supreme Leader?
Kim Jong Un.
That's what it is. Dude. Oh my God. Man.
What would that taste like?
What?
Like what? I want to know the ingredients in a case of Dylan.
Oh man, he's got a case of the Dylans
for sure. Let me see. Unseasoned chicken, of course.
For sure. The lettuce. There's a lot of lettuce.
Cargo shorts.
Can I tell you? This is something I have.
Yeah.
Just talking about bad burritos.
Yeah.
And then we can get back to the Dylan thing. This is what would the Dylan be. I had the worst burrito of my life yesterday. Mm. Went to a drive-in theater, saw Edward Scissorhands.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It was horrible, dude.
Wow.
Because I hadn't been out in a long time. You know, we're doing this quarantine thing.
Right.
And my friend asked me to do a drive-in theater. I'm like, nope, be in a car, you know, your distance. You know, you wear a mask and they have these trucks. Go to a truck. Mm-hmm. It's a Korean, like, rice ball truck, but they have, like, too much shit on the menu. Mm. They have, like, Korean stuff, like poke bowl, and then they've got, like, some sushi burrito and then, like, some fried dumpling and...
Yeah.
That all seems good. Milk tea, boba tea, it's like that's good. And then there's like burgers and fries and then grilled cheese.
Right.
And then the rice balls.
Right.
And then so my dumbass was like, oh, let me get like a burrito.
Oh, dude, wow.
That's really on me. It was a KBBQ burrito and it was so dry. Oh. The rice tasted like bless you, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do we stop and just
talk about Alan? No, I say we keep it. I like it. It's a really good starting point.
Just do we address it?
No.
What are you sneezing for, bro?
Oh, so you choose to sneeze right now. Dude, you know what? You know what? I don't like Korean barbecue wings. I don't get it.
Okay.
I don't get Korean bar. Have you had them? Korean barbecue wings?
Oh, yeah, I've had them.
You like them?
No.
Yeah.
No, now that you say it, they're not saucy enough.
No.
Not enough sauce.
They don't taste that. I don't know. These like a weird taste in your mouth, too. Yeah. I've never really had like good barbecue Korean wings.
Yeah. But Korean barbecue, excellent.
I'm not crazy about that either.
Whoa. You just said earlier, dude. You said earlier.
Yeah.
That you were like, I love Korean barbecue. I'm down.
Yeah, with like 8 people, but I don't, but myself.
That's the company.
Yeah, we're going to make this a thing for lunch. Like,
fair.
But I mean, by myself, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't.
And I had this Korean barbecue burrito and I shouldn't have. That's what I learned. Korean barbecue's. Right. I like it, but.
Banh mi is Vietnamese.
Oh. Banh mi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like that a lot.
Banh mi's are good as
hell. I love.
They should normalize banh mi's, dude.
Yeah.
You know, with, simple banh mi. A little like, French baguette.
With the tofu in there?
A little tofu.
Ooh, yeah.
A little bit of a fresh jalapeno.
Oh, my gosh, dude.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, the people back home are not going to believe I eat tofu now.
So many of your friends, like all your people in Florida, just turn off the podcast.
Yeah. They're waiting for. Oh, he's Hollywood.
Oh, he's really changed. Is that a good Florida accent?
No.
No, it wasn't good.
No.
Didn't feel good coming out.
Yeah. But it could have worked, you know?
Yeah.
Anyone can sound like they're from
Florida.
You
want a case of Dylan, Jonas?
Actually, I'd like to try that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's tying back to the bit.
Speaking of Koreans.
Boom, baby. Yes. This is how this show works.
I think we're professionals.
This is how this show works. We vaguely talk about stories before we start.
Right.
And then we just organically try to tie them all together.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad we're at Koreans.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jonas.
Dude, this was your story.
Oh, God.
Oh, the story I told you to pull up before the show. Yeah.
Listen, dude. Uh-huh. Listen, okay. Well,
okay. You know the big points.
I do know the big points.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to look on this. This is from Vox.
Okay.
You know Vox.
I know Vox.
Vox. Alan knows Vox.
Yeah.
It's not Fox. It's Vox with a V.
Yeah.
And here's the article title. This is from Aha Romano. How K-pop fans are weaponizing the internet for Black Lives Matter. So there are K-pop stans who are online and who are using social media to support the Black Lives Matter movement.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something that they did with the K-pop fan cams. Are you familiar with what these are?
No.
Mm-mm. Neither am I, but here's what the article says. A fan cam is a video close-up filmed by an audience member during a live performance by a K-pop idol group. Fan cams usually focus on a single specific member of the group as they sing and dance, and they're wildly popular on Twitter as a way to advertise favorite groups and celebrate a favorite idol's talent and excellence. So, K-pop fans came up with the idea to use their fan cam spam thing, but they aimed it at cops. So the Dallas Police Department tweeted out, if you have video of illegal activity from protests and you're trying to share it with the Dallas police, you can download our app and submit a video and you will remain anonymous. So these K-pop fans just started putting in these fan cam videos.
Whoa.
Just spammed the app.
Whoa.
And they disabled it. The police department had to disable the app.
First of all, think about how many Koreans there are. Just not how many Asians, how many Koreans there are.
It's a minority of like the East Asian.
Right. Yeah, to be honest, I think there are more Asians on the internet than there are Asians. You understand? Like this is some really powerful stuff.
What? Can you say that again?
There
are more Asians on the internet than there are Asians in
real life. Absolutely. There are more Asians on the internet. And you can look this up. I wrote it on Wikipedia. There are more Asians on that's my thing.
Do you think single Asian persons have multiple counts? Therefore, absolutely. They are like multiple people online.
Dude, who do you think are buying up the Yeezys before I can get them? Are you kidding me, dog? Absolutely. I've seen this firsthand.
Dude, so Asian hypebeasts are taking Yeezys from you?
Dude, I can't even get a pair, dude. I was trying to get those slippers that this dropped.
You like the Yeezys slippers?
The slippers that this dropped.
I got to look this up. Please tell me what you like about Yeezys shoes, because I think they're like so industrial and plain.
Well, I think
and it's just like a clout chase thing, right?
For sure. Where is it? Hold on, wait a minute.
Which sandal is it? Yeah.
So
there's multiple sandals. Is it this one?
It's those. So here,
this looks like a melted ice cream cone. Yeah. Look at this thing. Is so like.
Here's the thing,
man.
It looks weird, but I mean, it's see through, and it's kind of like a shoe version of slides. Like I like sandals, but I always felt like the back part was like missing. So I don't know. I kind of get the structure of it. Like it's meant to be functional,
dude. If you rock with these Yeezy slippers, then did you like Crocs?
No, I hate Crocs.
This is a Croc. With just different circles.
No, it's not.
This is a Croc shoe with different circles.
It's not Crocs. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it looks like a Croc from IKEA. I'm looking at it right now. Look at that IKEA Croc. It's like a clog.
Croc, dude. It's an IKEA clog.
So it's
Svindendusen.
So it's something you. Of course, it's not something like you wear. Like you know, like I wouldn't wear that. Like, but if I'm slipping out right quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, I could put some, you know, lotion on my feet, my legs, boom, I could slide out and come right back. You could take them to the beach. Like, they're industrial. Like, it's like industrial, but like your feet can still breathe. Like, industrial slippers, kind of.
$300 slippers.
$300?
Okay, I didn't know they were $300.
Right? I saw 40 used on eBay.
40?
Already? The people are pricing it for what it's worth.
Dude, those Asians are great, I'm telling you.
I'll give it to you for $40. They're going.
Okay, I didn't know they were $300. Okay, now that's
messed up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
so, go ahead, Koreans.
Yeah, so they bought online. All those up before I could get them.
Yes.
So that's just my thought on it. But it is weird. I enough of them could possibly crash the police department.
Well, it's cool that they did. They're using it to kind of whoever's in power, they're using it to kind of troll them.
It's brilliant.
Which I think is cool.
It's brilliant.
And it's cool that they're doing it from Korea and they're showing love, man. They swamped Donald Trump's happy birthday.
Here's the thing, man. You know what? The Asians, man. Here's the thing. I kind of feel bad for them.
You feel bad for the Asians
in this whole deal.
Koreans specifically?
Just Koreans. You know, the Chinese.
So East Asians, because when you say Asian, it's not Indians.
Okay, I feel like the audience knows we're not talking about you.
I'm pretty confident. Make clear, you know, because people, you know,
for sure.
You know, on those tests growing up,
yeah,
I had to fill in the Asian bubble.
If this were in England, if this podcast were in England, you'd go in the Asian category for sure.
When you say Asian, you mean East Asian.
For sure.
Like Chinese, Japan.
Right.
Korea, Vietnam.
Right.
Myanmar?
Oh, wow. Myanmar?
The Miami of Asia, Myanmar. Come to Myanmar.
Go chain on.
Our sea levels are rising.
We have great deals every day.
Come see our basketball team, the Myanmar Heat.
Come get your used car today. So anyway, East Asians.
Yes.
I just feel like, you know, of course there's enough of them, but I think the biggest thing is they don't, here's it, because people are riding all over the world, right? People are riding all over the world. And they don't have black people to ride for. You understand? Like, they have no black people.
Right, right.
So this is like their, you know, this is their
America
thing.
Is, yes.
For sure.
Yes. Well, and also...
And I think this is more effective anyway.
This is super effective. And it's cool that, you know, the post-World War II kind of spread of Western democracy.
Right.
I think places like Korea in Europe, it is like the true... They try to really do it like the idealized version of what democracy is. Mm-hmm. I think people really hold on to that dearly internationally. Sure. And... In America, where we have black people, there's no bigger like kind of threat to that ideal than what's happening right now. And to help the Black Lives Matter movement, it's like, it's awesome. Through computers in the most Asian way possible. Dude. And I mean both Asians when I say that.
It makes sense, man. There's a lot going on out there. They're also like the biggest consumers of hip hop. They love like...
Yeah, they do.
The Migos?
They really love black culture.
Migos are huge out there.
I love the Migos, man.
Yeah. Did you see that video of them walking through China and like people like losing it?
No.
Oh my gosh, dude. You guys see this video? They're trying to like catch a ride, and like this Asian kid was like begging him to be a part of the Migos. Migos, please! Quavo, please! Quavo! Take off, I'm gang, I promise! I was like, oh.
I love Jonas's Chinese voice. It's Jar Jar Binks.
That's what I'm doing this whole time is Jar Jar.
Misa, love me, Migos.
That's my...
Quavo, please. Do it again. It's so good. It's so good, dude. It was way better.
I didn't even know.
Dude, you did it so good.
It won't be the same again. It won't be the same. I'll try it again.
All right, do a Chinese accent.
Oh my gosh, man.
Do what you think a Chinese accent is.
This is going to ruin my career.
No, what you... Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay,
what do you think of Chinese? I don't... Can I mean, black people... It's like I think it's like higher pitched.
Quibble. All right.
Is it? I think it goes higher.
I can't. I don't want this to be. Jonah,
do your Chinese accent.
I can't.
Do what you think your Chinese accent is, and that's Jar Jar Binks. That's what I'm trying to say.
Say the dark side is attacking.
I don't. Okay, so I so here's the thing. I noticed that. Like different languages, like in East Asia, have different like dialects. I think I can hear it.
Here's the thing: it's a super diverse region. Yeah, for sure. Even within China, there's tens of thousands of languages.
And I think we only know like five.
And it's a tonal language too.
Yeah.
So like, depending on the exact pitch that you use and the direction of the syllable, you can mean an entirely different thing.
Right. I like how like all the Asians we know in America, we only know because they make great food.
That's the reason you know any culture. that isn't like...
That is your value to this world. Like real. What you make.
Dude, I mean, why aren't Haitians that on?
Dude.
It's because the food is lacking.
No, bro. This is... You see, that's the thing. You guys don't have Haitians in LA. You guys don't have Haitians in LA.
Where's good Haitian food?
Dude, I don't know. I can't find it in LA. Yeah, New York for sure. New York for sure.
Florida.
Yeah. Just, I don't know. LA just... Maybe for sure.
Actually, Florida, right?
Yeah, my mom's house. Yeah, you know. Whatever. Real. Yeah, you guys can come. Whatever.
Dude, we're going to go to Jonas's house, man. Yeah.
Dude, my mom would
love to have you. We're going to get some Haitian
food. My mom would love to have you.
What's good? What's like, is it a curry-based kind of thing? Or what's going on with the Haitian cuisine?
Dude, honestly, I think Haitian food is closer to Jamaican food, if anything.
Like, how do you mean?
Spanish food, Puerto Rican food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just don't have that out here. I just don't have no island. Like, I mean, there's island. I'm not going to say there's no island
there's
culture.
No island
there
culture.
Is.
They got an islands. They got islands everywhere. Island burgers.
Oh, Catalina Island, that's right.
Islands burgers.
It was like islands.
Yo, Catalina. Islands is low-key like pretty good. This thing, I love places like Islands and like Chili's.
Yeah.
And like Applebee's and shit. It's that like...
Right.
Just that basic. Right.
But Neil, you're not supposed to say that out loud. You know what I'm saying? Like, you keep, if you like chilies, you keep that to yourself. You're supposed to be going around telling everybody I like chilies. You know what I'm saying? That's your dark secret. You keep that for you.
Dude, I can get queso and ribs under one roof. How could you not like chilies?
Dude, on the same plate. It makes no sense, dude. They put it right next to each other. Like, they made it that way. It's insane. I'm like, this isn't normal anywhere else in the world. Like, no, you said, no, like, no, no. Yeah, so for sure, no, you keep that. Yeah, everyone likes Chili's, bro.
Yeah, dude.
We had a nice little 11 p.m. session.
That's the thing, they're open late, too.
Yeah, they're open super late.
Love Chili's, man. Love Chili's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So how good is Haitian food compared to, like, a Chili's?
A blast it out the water, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's confident.
Yeah.
That's confident.
Very, very confident. Honestly, if I'm gonna do some digging to find, a legitimate Haitian food spot in L.A.
Okay.
It'll be on me. We can have some right here.
Postmate it here. Yeah. We'll do it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have no rules.
Yeah. You want to get a microphone for the Postmates guy too while he's here? Tell him
how his journey. How was your trip here?
Wouldn't it be so trippy for him if, like, he walked in here and was like, "Dude, you want to?" He's in a podcast.
Lights are up.
Yeah, Alan, would you have some if I brought some?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Never had it. I want it.
If Alan's just like, no,
I know it.
I don't want that shit.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
You know, something's felt off since we started here, and
on the food thing.
No, just I don't know. I feel like something's missing. Like, we missed something.
When?
I don't know. Because we shouted Alan out, but I felt like we missed something. Like, something wasn't complete.
Oh my god,
Alan, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, something doesn't.
Something.
I don't know. I don't know. It's this thing that you do.
Should we shout out our producer? Should we shout out our producer, Alan, one time?
We should shout out our producer one time.
Oh, whoop, whoop.
All right, we're good. Next story.
Now we're in it.
Oh, my gosh.
that feels good. It feels good to lose that money every episode. There's an anxiety that's been lifted now.
Dude, I planned for that budget. Like, I have an accountant now.
That's good.
The money is there.
You have an accountant for that? The woo-woo budget?
Yeah. He sets it aside. I don't touch it.
That's a good accountant. That's essentially what an accountant does.
Yeah.
Just put your money over here.
Yeah.
Put your money right here. Put your money there.
Where I can look at it all day. Every day.
Actually, I'm going to take some of the money for watching the money. Is that cool?
You look at it once a week. I'll look at it every day.
I guess that's really a bank. It's 100%. Do banks are just... It's like watching your kid for a little bit, and then
for sure.
But if your kid was all your money,
yeah. But I don't know. I guess I trust him.
Yeah, no, you should.
Backed up. I don't know. I don't have enough. You want to go back to putting money in your mattress? Kind of.
No, that's an interesting thing. You know,
it's gonna go back to that though for sure. Like, after seeing all this, I'm like, oh yeah, dude.
It's wild, man.
Yeah.
The investor economy is like so prolific now. It's like, it's not only do you have money, it's like, are you investing that money?
Right.
Like, long term.
Right.
That, you're saying, I could see, what if that goes away?
Yeah.
And then people are hiding their money in the mattress. I don't think so. Too much of the economy would have to collapse.
It's gonna happen one day. But until then, I'll be right here with you. I mean, we'll both be broke.
We'll be here.
Alan will be here.
Speaking of things collapsing, D.L. Hughley.
Seamless.
Oh my god.
D.L. Hughley.
At what, cold blooded?
But it was organic.
Oh.
Oh my god, yo.
Man.
D.L. Hughley recently was in the news, Jonas.
Yeah, he was in the news, man. He was in Zanies in Nashville.
I've never been to that club. Have you been to that club?
Never. No. They have the other Zanies.
I know it's a good club, though. It's one of those. Yeah. I've never been. I just know it's a good one.
Legendary rooms. I heard great things about it. I think it's like a thing everybody
Do you like both of us just kind of pandering a little bit to Zanies?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Can I get a guest spot?
I can feature. I know CPR.
We have 100 listeners. Can we...
DL Hughley was at Zanies.
Yeah, he was at Zanies, man, doing a show. And honestly, the show took all precautions, man. They were like social distancing.
They did.
You know,
responsible
operated,
club.
It was called precautions?
Yeah.
Social distanced audience members. I think two people could sit at a table.
If they
came with each other.
Mask on. Yeah.
DL Hughley, he is okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we need to say that. Thank God. He's okay.
Yeah.
He, in the middle of his set, collapses on stage.
Yeah.
Why'd you giggle? What's the chuckle for?
Nothing.
What's the chuckle for?
Oh, for the reference.
Oh.
It was just good hearing it again. It was funny. Yeah.
And that's tough. Have you ever seen anyone collapse on stage?
Dude, stand up is live, man. I mean, anything like that. That's kind of the cool thing about it. But it's kind of like, dude, this is real, man.
So raw. Mm. Have you ever seen anyone collapse on stage though? Like locked knees or?
No, I fell on stage once.
Wow.
I fell on stage. Wow.
What was it? You coming up? Going off?
I was going up. I like tumbled on.
Wow. You get a, oh, that's you get a laugh. Though.
Huh?
Did you get a laugh?
It was I was opening for a comic and it was sold out. And as I was going up, like they were like cheering and stuff, and then I felt hard. And then like it went from cheers and everyone just went, oh. Just a room full of like 500 or something people just went, oh, and I'm just on the stage. Just like, sorry, guys. And then yeah, but
what did you say?
I had to like I told them I was like I had a feeling I was gonna bust my ass like before I came up. And then it went over well. But I told them I was like,
that's a good save.
Yeah, for sure. But I told them it's like everyone knows that feeling. Like you have that feeling, like you walk, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna bust, and it just happens.
Yeah.
Never wore Tim's on stage again. Tim's on stage. Yeah,
too heavy.
Yeah.
They're heavy.
They're pretty heavy.
Pretty heavy.
Imagine if you had those Yeezys on.
If you did, yeah, you had those ice cream Yeezys, dog.
We did a backflips up there. It's so comfortable.
Huge sachet up there, dude. Glide.
Dude, oh my gosh, dude! I can't wait to see the knockoffs of that slipper.
They're called Crocs. Yeah. Yeah.
They're out already.
They already exist, yeah, man.
The real ones look like that.
Crocs, yo. There was one kid I knew in middle school who had Crocs, and I'm in Iowa, snowing. This man's wearing Crocs, and he was just such like a I love it. So like he didn't realize what he was doing was just so awful.
Yeah, that sounds like a junkie. I think he was on drugs, man.
I don't have a problem, man. I just need it.
Is it hot right now? Is it just me? Gosh, I'm freaking sweating right now.
What are those sandals? No, those won't do.
It's below zero, Dylan.
I'll make it worth your while. I'll give you a case of Dylan.
Oh man.
So I've seen one person collapse on stage before.
Yeah.
This is in high school. We're doing, I'm on the speech team. Mm-hmm. We have this thing called Reader's Theater, and essentially it's an ensemble production of like one act of a play. Mm-hmm. We all have these cards and they like have the script on them, and it's this Barnum and Bailey circus that catches on fire.
Right.
That's what the thing is about. So this guy, Jeremiah, I think his name was, he had this moment. It's like fire starts, chaos, like my person's like, oh my God, I lost my glasses. I can't see anything without my glasses. And it's like, obviously, you just run out of the fucking tent.
Right.
Leave your glasses, bro. Run towards the light. But, you know, and then people's kids are like under like, you know, like huge, what do you call them? Structures.
Yeah.
Seats. I don't know. Whatever. Unimportant. So Jeremiah's like, his character's like supposed to be this kind of like apex moment of like the tension and like a, and so he's at the top. And he like is there, and we're all kind of waiting for him to like say his line.
Yeah.
And then he just like, his eyes roll back on his head, and he just tips over, yo, and just collapses. And but people didn't know that shit wasn't a part of the thing.
Wow.
So it's like, whoa. You know, during a fire, somebody could like just pass out.
Whoa.
Was the spotlight on him just for like
2 minutes? Yeah, I mean, it's like, even the way it was like, we were on a 3-tier like structure, and he's like at the top, on the top riser, the center. He has to say the line for like the action to keep going. He passes out.
That's the best acting he'll ever do.
Wait, did the show go on or did it stop?
No, okay, so I remember looking to like a corner of the audience, I go, this isn't the part of a play. Somebody call an ambulance.
Really?
And yeah, called an ambulance, dude.
That's not why you're not. That's why you're not an actor, man.
And that's why I'm not gonna make it in this damn. You have to keep saw that.
You saw that. We're like, I'm going to stand up.
Wow. And I just start roasting him.
Dude, anything happens live, man. It, like, it's just like,
it's crazy.
You can rehearse a million times. I'm sure he did that set a million times. It went well.
Right. Because I think it was the middle of a weekend.
Yeah.
And DL, he passes out, and some guys come up on stage and they're like,
like, he straight up just passed out for real.
Passed out, man. And apparently this is from, this is what we need to talk about. This is from the COVID.
Yeah.
Which is something we don't like to bring up on this show.
Yeah. We don't. But, yeah. He admitted to having it. Tested. He didn't know he had it.
Asymptomatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're saying it's like a different type of COVID?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I don't know if people know, but it's different types. And this one here, like, everyone's seen those videos of, like, just people, like, walking and just, like, just dying on the street, like, just dropping dead. And it's like, yeah, so it's like, it's a real silent killer.
Mm.
Again, I'm not a doctor
or a professor. No, of course.
It's a real silent killer, and it's a common one. Honestly, I'm happy it happened on a stage because that could have happened anywhere.
Yeah,
you know. So it's like, and that does happen. So, yeah, man. I don't know, man. I think I told you earlier, but I just feel like I have conversations with comics about this, but it's like, it's kind of a predicament because I'm rooting for, like, comedy clubs to, like, get back going again.
Right.
And it's like, but at the same time, it's like, imagine, like, going to the comedy club.
Right.
And the person who's going to be speaking all night in a room.
Condensed room.
Right. Has no mask on.
A bunch of people will come up and talk. Right. And
speaking into the microphone, touching the staff has to.
I think what comedy clubs
should do. He probably had a drink before he got on. You know, it's like, dude, it's like, yikes, right, man. You know, so.
You know what comedy clubs should do? You should move everything outside. Just Chappelle it. Just move everything outside.
Oh, wow. Did you speak with anyone before?
No. Maybe it's a horrible idea.
For sure. I mean,
But if you move everything outside, then, like, that confinement factor is gone.
Like, design it so it's, like, all the acoustics, everything.
Is, yeah, that's the best fact.
Yeah, that's true.
The outside element.
It's not the same, but this is, like, a temporary.
Yeah.
It's a temporary way to have the club open. You can have food, you know, do your drink sales, have,
I don't know,
DL Hughley's.
Dude, for stand up, again, this is live, dude. You're exposed to the elements live, dude. What if a monkey runs on stage and just rushes my face off, dog?
Scratches your face? Kahlua? Bust out of jail?
What monkey comes on stage with a bite, just takes the mic away?
Bicycle?
He's like, you're not funny. And then, oh, like, kills God. For 20 minutes. Right, and I just watch.
Literally.
Just a drunk monkey.
Just kills. 20 minutes of killing people with that.
With his fangs. Oh, yeah, dude, I don't know.
It's a big closer, dude. It's my closer as I have a monkey kill two members of the audience.
Your face ripped off. Good night, everybody. Good night, guys. You've been great, Toledo.
He was never appreciated in his time. So.
That's the comics.
Go ahead.
No. I was saying, Florida. Comics, you know, they barred all bars from selling alcohol.
So states are shutting back down.
Yeah,
they're locking back down. Which is, like,
hilarious.
Yeah, you know.
We told you.
This is we're in a capitalist society.
Yeah.
So they'll take the little bit of money that we give them.
Yeah.
To open up. Yeah, maybe you die. Whatever.
Right.
In order to the value of capital is greater than the value of human capital,
for sure,
in this society.
This has exposed what the priority here is
in America is. That's very true. Yeah.
This has exposed that for sure.
Yeah.
And it's wild, man.
And it's alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I mean, so I don't know, man. I mean, hopefully he gets better, and, you know, for sure he could just isolate or whatever, and he'll be cool again. But
yeah.
You know, it's like, man, dude, I don't know what to say, man. I just...
People are losing it.
Yeah. You know, but you'll be able to do, like, you know, lineups again, like 10 comic lineups. You think that'll be a thing again?
Well, I don't know. What is good to see is, like, certain places, like, sanitary-wise, like, kind of doing what maybe should have been standard for a while.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're, like, spraying movie theater seats.
Great.
It's like, that's great. You should be doing that.
Right.
Are we good on the time?
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, comedy is just dirty. It needed this.
It is a dirty thing, though. Yeah. But that's what's so good about it. It's messy. It's wrong.
I don't know. I think most of it. Yeah, but, you know, I think I could still, you know, enjoy the laughs without, you know, the smell of vomit and carpet in the air. You know, like, I think I can, you know, come on, dog. Yeah. We can clean this up.
Yeah, if your comedy club smells like a Chuck E. Cheese.
Come on.
R.I.P.
Yeah, like just socks.
Yeah.
Socks.
Just. Dude, that's a great name for a comedy club. Socks Comedy Club.
Socks.
That's a great name.
Is there a socks?
No, but there should. We should do it, dude. Let's start a socks comedy
club. You want to start a socks comedy club?
Socks. Come get your laughs and on your feet.
It might be the only way to get stage time anyway.
You'll do a standing ovation. That sucks. Yeah.
You show up with socks only, you get 10% off. The chicken wings.
A sock on the microphone. You guys doing okay today, guys?
I bring my own socks. I'm a headliner. I bring my own Nikes.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah, I mean, so look, we're glad Dale's doing okay. He's healthy.
But how does this make you feel? I mean, would you be like, boom? Because as crazy as this is, I would still hit the road any day.
Here's the thing.
I'd still do it.
I think I would like to. I as far as LA goes, I'm not really doing the clubs anyway. So
yeah. True.
No. I mean, you know, our indie shows. I miss the indie circuit.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But I kind of group it all together. Just shows.
Yeah, yeah,
just
yeah.
Shows in
sure,
general.
Sure. But yeah, man, I would. It's a double edged sword. You want to go on the road? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then also, it's like, is it going to be worth it if, like, for some reason you get sick? Maybe you get the. What if, like, the comedy club COVID is like this DL Hughley strain?
Everybody gets the collapsing strain? Oh, my God.
The audience is very opinionated, but I don't know. It just kind of affects the facility because now it's like, what do they have to do knowing that they let
right.
that, you know? It's like now they
right.
got to bring some people in,
now
do like
be,
you know that
gonna...
cost. That, you know, it's I don't know, man. It's a weird, interesting mm-hmm, spot mm-hmm. we're in.
America's really suffering. Everybody's suffering right now.
Yeah,
and there's no real like leadership that's like, hey, we're gonna make things better. There's none of that. It's just
but you
like,
know what? I was
who's
thinking.
Who's wrong? Who made the mess? That's what the whole right. the whole thing is like. Who's making the mess?
Right. Mm. Pointing fingers. That's like, it. I don't know, man. I just don't feel like no one will be able to tell you anything after this. Like, if you make it through this, dude, no one can give you no advice for this.
Honestly, that's true.
There is no like.
This is a generational defining
for sure. Like
thing.
Your heroes cannot give you any advice. Yeah. To yeah. deal with this, you know, mm-hmm. so it's like, you know, like if you make it through this,
wow, we become heroes.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
You are unstoppable. Like,
wow. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else to say. Yeah. We hope you're happy and well and you're safe. Mm-hmm. And if you're not feeling good, have some papaya. Mm.
Good for your stomach.
It's good for your tummy.
It is delicious.
Yeah. We love you guys.
It, boil it.
You know, when I say that, it's like, who am I saying it to? You know? It's like, who am I saying it to? It's this kind of this distant
yeah.
idea.
Who's listening in the ether?
Who's there? Hope it's the Koreans.
Oh, yeah, they're in there. And they're welcome to hack this show, by the way. You are more than welcome to hack it. Please.
We are inviting Koreans.
Yeah.
Hack
yeah.
this podcast.
Yeah, they're more than welcome to hack this. With just as many listeners as possible. Just give us all of your listeners.
Oh, man.
Mind if I give a couple show dates?
Oh, for yeah. sure, yeah. yeah. yeah.
All right, this weekend I'm going to be collapsing at the Funny Bone, Cleveland, Ohio.
I'm going to be getting a small seizure at the Chuckle Hut. I will be collapsing.
Oh man, guys, I'm just gonna do a cruise ship and get COVID.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I just yeah. do a week. Yeah,
have a respiratory infection.
Yeah, yeah. It'll get
in
streamed.
Alaska this weekend. So come out for that.
Come
out.
Yeah.
Dates? Want to plug? You want to plug some dates? Yeah, I'll be collapsing at the Improv in Denver, March 29th to March 32nd.
Three shows. You guys can get your tickets. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Papaya 9, not news with Neil and Jonas.
Papaya 9,
not news
with Neil and Jonas.